This week's parasha of Tazria talks about Tzaraat, and the Meshach Chachma comments on Pasuk Yud Perek Gimel Pasuk Gimel, V'ra'ah HaKohen Ed HaNega, and the end of the Pasuk says V'ra'ah Hu HaKohen V'Tzimeyato. So two times it has the phrase V'ra'ah HaKohen. The Kohen sees the Nega, and then again V'ra'ah HaKohen. And he explains this redundancy by quoting the Gemara, that it's not enough for the Kohen to just look at the Nega, to look at the Tzaraas, to determine if it's Tameh. He also has to look at the person himself, a Ra'ahu HaKohen. He has to look at the person with the Tzaraas to see if he himself is worthy of getting Tzaraas. And the Gemara explains that there's one person who can never get Tzaraas. Who is that person? A chasan or a kala, the yamei mishta, b'shev yamei mishta, during the days of their sheva brachos. They can't get Tzaraas, even if objectively what this person has on his skin is Tzaraas, is tameh. If he's the kohen, evaluates the ra'ahu ha-kohen that he's doing this time, then he won't get Tzaraas for those Shevi Mei Mishta. And the question is why? Why does the Gemara exempt the Kala or the Chasen during the Shevi Mei Mishta from getting Tzaraas? Just they don't want to ruin the party? And so I think we could use a Chidushei Harim, which comments at the end of the Perek, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ninhei, to explain maybe why this Gemara patterns chasan from getting Tzaraas. The pasuk over there explains v'ra'a ha-kohen acharehu kabaset ha-nega v'hinei lo hafach ha-neged inal, that the kohen looks at the nega after it was washed, the Tzaraas that appeared on the clothing was washed, v'hinei lo hafach ha-neged inal. The pshat of this pasuk is referring to the nega didn't change its appearance after all of the different things were done. It's still looks exactly the same. Tamehu, it's Tameh, but it's just refined. And so the halacha is that the article of clothing needs to be burned. The Chidushei Harim explains that we could also look at that word, v'hinei lo hafach ha-neged einau. The neged didn't change its appearance. Einau could also be referring to ayin. The nega, not just the tzaraat, but the one with the tzaraat, didn't change his ayin, didn't change his eye. Chazal in the Gemara in Erchin, and also the Medrash Tanchuma, and the Medrash in Vayikra, Rabba speak about a lot of different explanations for why a person could get tzaraat. Lashon Hara is not the only reason that they list. There's either 7, 10, or 11, depending on which Medrash you look at. Explanations for why a person would get Tzaraat, and one of those reasons, all of those sources list, is an eye in Ra'ah, a person who has a bad eye. So what does that mean? So the Mefarshim on the Pirkei Avos explain, what is an eye in Ra'ah? It either, depending on which of the Rishonim, Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, or the Rambam, referred to an eye in Ra'ah is a negative character trait. Someone that is always looking at things negatively, a critical eye, and that critical eye refers to how they view themselves. They look at themselves without, Rashi explains, they don't have the midah of nechbadus, they don't have that sense of dignity, and they always look at themselves as nothing. And so they look at themselves with a negative eye. The Rambam explains they're not sameach b'chalko. Someone that has an eye in Ra is always looking negatively at Hashem with a bad eye. Hashem didn't give them enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't satisfy them to the degree that they wished they were satisfied. And so the Ayin Ra is in relation to their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbeinu Yonah refers to the Ayin Ra in relationship to Bein Adam L'Chavira, how we view other people. An Ayin Ra isn't just someone that's not extra giving, but an Ayin Ra is actually negative, that someone that doesn't go out of their way to give to people, to share with people, to look out for them. And so if this person who got Tzaraas because he didn't change his ayin ra, his negative outlook in all three areas of bin adam l'aso, bin adam l'makma, bin adam l'chaviro, so v'hinei lo hafach ha-neged einav, he didn't change not just his appearance, but he didn't change his eye. He still has that negative eye. then Be'etis Rafenu, it's Tame, there's no fix for him. He didn't do tshuva, and it has to, the Taras has to be burned out. And I think that we could use this explanation of the Chidushei Harim to explain that Gemara that the Meshech Chachma quotes. The why is a chassan pater? A chassan who is bimei mishta, his week of Shavuot brachos, how come he can't get tzaras? And so if we look at a person during that time, a chassan or a kala, the Gemara also speaks about shlosha shmachlin lehem avunotav. A chassan is one of the people that all of their sins are forgiven. Just by nature of getting married, their sins are forgiven. And the Mefarshim explained that it's because the nature of that time period forces a person to move out of themselves. Even if that this person in general is a selfish person, they think only of their own needs and desires and wants and conveniences, but they get married, all of a sudden it's not just you in this world, there's another person. When does he want to eat? When does he want to go to sleep? What does he like? How does he like things to be done? And a person is now forced to move out of their own world and to look at another person, to be more generous, and that forces them to improve their ayin ra. That week of Shavuot Brachos, you can't be self-absorbed. You have to all of a sudden be thinking about another person. And so the chassan bimei mishta, even if objectively what he has is tzaras, the Gemara says during that shavi mei mishta, he can't get tzaras. Lo hafacha nega ed eino. During that week, his eye is different. His eye and ra that he maybe normally does have, now he's forced to look at another person, to move out of that selfishness that the Rabbeinu Yonah explains is the defining character of the Ayin Ra. And so I think what this parsha is teaching us is that we have to take that nega, which is so bad, and which we could look at as, if we have an Ayin Ra, we could look at anything in our life as negative. We could look at the negative of other people. We could look at the negative of Hashem. We could look at the negative in our own selves. But if we switch around the letters, the same nega could also be an oneg. It spells the same thing. The thing that is the worst thing in the world, the worst affliction, could also be an oneg, the biggest pleasure. It all depends on where you put the eye in. The only difference in those two words is where you put your eye. Do we look at things negatively or do we look at things positively? And so Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be zocha to have an eye in tova and not an eye in ra, to see the good in ourselves, the good in everybody else, and ultimately the good in everything that Hashem blesses us with. Have a great Shabbos.